Tuesday was not an easy day for voting in the Northeast. Communities hit hard by last week's storm saw long lines and confusion. NPR's Robert Smith spent yesterday in New York City neighborhoods without power and has this report.
Before you can vote for a government, you have to trust your government. And trust is in short supply on the Rockaway Peninsula these days.
We have no power. We have no electricity. We have no lights. We have no security. We have nothing. And it's cold and it's crazy down here.
And so Tim Grubb did not vote, even though he lives just two blocks from a giant white tent being used as a temporary neighborhood polling place. Tim Grubb just went back to pulling the wet sheet rock off the walls of his flooded home.
I'm not anti-government. I'm just taking a break this time.
On election day in the Rockaways, democracy did not look easy. The polling place was chaotic.
One more time. You're going to vote by emergency ballot.
Officials couldn't start the generator at first. The polling tent had no lights, no heat. Joanna Gregory and Peggy Thomas arrived holding this confusing set of directions on where to vote.
But this is the paper right here.
Hamill Community Center should go to PS 104 in Bayswater. That's wrong.
How could they know? The voters of the Rockaways hadn't been watching the news. They had no power, remember. They hadn't been getting mail. Some didn't have phones that worked. Others had lost everything. And yet, despite this, people showed up. They walked from their wrecked houses and their dark, powerless high-rises, and they stood in line patiently. Deborah Pearson was near the front of the line, waiting to vote at 6 in the morning.
I have no heat, so that helps me get up very early.
Okay, maybe that doesn't sound inspiring, but that's not the point. Pearson didn't seem excited about being out here to vote. She was here because she felt she had to vote.
It's a right. Must exercise it beyond all things. You know, it's just something you have to do.
And that pretty much sums up life right now in the storm zone. People haul out their wet furniture, shovel out the mud, start to rebuild. They're doing what they have to do. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.